Thank you for calling customer support. This is Maggie King. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. What is your name?
It's Laken, L-A-K-E-N.
Laken, okay. I'm calling in to find out why my checking account was charged
from your company, which I didn't approve. So I need to make sure it's canceled and no more money is taken out.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you need my name?
What's your billing zip code?
65202.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Mary Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
All right, verify your address for security purposes.
7000 North Buckingham Square, apartment 300A, Columbia, Missouri, 65202.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. Did you take a survey to win a mixer through a sweepstakes entry?
Yes, I paid $2 is all it was supposed to have been coming out of my checking account. And all of a sudden now it's $59. No, that's not how I understood it. So we need to cancel that. I'm not interested in having a scam, and that's what to me it is. So I need to have the money put back in my checking account.
All right, yes, looks like here I do see here that you were billed that amount. Yeah, it looks like here I do see, yes, whenever you do that, they automatically enroll you into the Bathtub meal planning app subscription, and it's $59.89.
See, they don't tell you that. See, to me, that's a scam. That's getting you in there to spend $2, and all of a sudden you're paying $59.88. No, that's not what I, no. I need to have this canceled. I need my money put back in my checking account.
Yes, ma'am. Did you read the terms and conditions before you submitted it?
No. There was no conditions. That's all I did, and it should never went any further.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, because we don't charge you anything for shipping. It's an entry through a sweepstakes.
Well, yeah, I see how they do that. I should have caught on to that. There were four different things like that on there, and I should have caught myself before I did it. But, you know, older people don't think about things like that. So, no, I needed to have it canceled.
Okay.
And I need an address because I'm going to file a report with the Better Business Bureau also. So if the money doesn't get returned, then that's what will happen.
I apologize for that. We don't have an address, ma'am.
You don't have an address? Well, that makes it convenient, doesn't it?
We're just the billing department, ma'am. This comes to you through an ad, so there's no address. It just gives us your billing information, what you signed up with.
Well, okay, then you're the one I need to talk to get my money put back in my checking account, right?
Let me see. It looks like you silenced it. You did this on the 19th. Okay, let's see.
Well, I called back the next day, or I text back on that site and told them, cancel that. I don't. No, that's,
yeah,
that's not what.
Yeah, I canceled it on my email. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check into that for you about the refund. Do you mind if I put you on a brief hold?
That's fine. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You jump into a sweepstake and then they charge your ass because you're automatically enrolled into them. Yeah, boy. Wait until I get off this phone and I let people know on Facebook, don't do it.
Thank you for waiting for me. So, yeah, I did reach out. They did say it's a one-time courtesy. We can refund that for you. Allow me just 1 second.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. All right, so you can allow the refund 3 to 5 business days to reflect on your MasterCard. Do you need to write down the cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Okay, 1 second. All right, the cancellation number, it's going to be C as in Charlie. The number is going to be 920-595-628.
Okay. I appreciate your help today, ma'am.
You are definitely welcome.
All right. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
And
thank
I
you.
Will,
uh-huh.
if it's not on there within 7 days, I will be calling back. Same
all
number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Bye. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.